I'm Anthony Robbins, and I'm the Director of Communications at the Museum of London. The museum is in the heart of the city, the heart of the Square Mile, and it tells the story of London from 430,000 years BC, when woolly mammoths roamed the metropolis, to the present day. One of the highlights in the Museum of London are our galleries of modern London that tell the story of the modern city from 1667, so from just after the Great Fire, right to the present day. Within those galleries, we have one of the earliest printing presses on display. We have an incredible collection of suffragette ephemera. And I think for me, one of the nicest things about the galleries is that you can literally get lost in time. You can walk right back into an 1831 debtor's prison and really imagine what life would have been like for the prisoners there. You can have a stroll through our rather raunchy and rather saucy Vauxhall Pleasure Gardens and imagine what it might have been like to have enjoyed the pleasure gardens. There were pleasure gardens all over London, from Highbury to Chelsea. You paid your ticket, you went in and you enjoyed a night of fine dining, or perhaps a night of debauchery and drunkenness too. The pleasure gardens came to a close when Queen Victoria came to the throne because, of course, she wasn't amused. So do go and see the pleasure gardens. It's a way of really getting lost in time and experiencing London life in the Georgian era. Our earlier galleries, which are upstairs at the Museum of London, tell the story of London from 430,000 years BC right to the present day. So we begin with a number of very, very ancient artefacts. We have the skulls of woolly mammoths. We have Iron Age and Stone Age flints. And then going on, we have a fantastic reproduction shield from the Viking era. The Battersea shield, the original is in the Battersea Museum, was found almost intact in the river at Battersea. One of the most gruesome things we have in our upper galleries are the severed heads of ancient Britons, we believe possibly killed by Romans, probably in a gladiatorial joust. And all of these severed heads were dumped into the Walbrook River, now, of course, a street called Walbrook in the heart of the Square Mile. So all of life and all of death is here. The Museum of London was relaunched by Sir Michael Caine, that famous London icon, in 2010. And since then, the museum has been truly put on the map. For over 1 million visitors who come through our doors every year now from all over the world. But of course, the museum's a fantastic draw for residents and Londoners alike. We've got a great restaurant here. We've got fantastic cafes here. Some people even choose to get married here, would you believe? So there's a lot to do here and there's a lot to see. We recently displayed the Cheapside Hoard, London's Lost Jewels, a fantastic treasure trove of lost gems, which have been under the streets of London for 350 years, so survived the Great Fire of London, were discovered quite by chance by workmen in 1912, the year before the Titanic sank, and have been revealed to be the most exquisite collection of early Elizabethan and Jacobean jewellery ever found in the Square Mile, found in what is today that very well-known outfitter, Banana Republic. That exhibition attracted over 130,000 people and has really raised the bar for the Museum of London. Our next exhibition, we hope, will be even more popular because we're telling the story of Sherlock Holmes. Now, Sherlock Holmes was famously the man who never lived and will never die. And what the Museum of London wants to explore is the enduring legacy of London's super sleuth. Now, of course, we tell the real story of London, so you might think it's strange that we're thinking about the life and the work of a fictional detective. But we don't think that's strange, because we think there's a fantastic story to tell about London, both now and then, but particularly to explore the fog-laden streets of a very dangerous and dirty and sometimes murky Victorian city, the city that Conan Doyle's fictional detective lived in and provided the backdrop for so many of the famous Sherlock Holmes short stories. Actually, there hasn't been a Sherlock Holmes exhibition in London, in the UK, I think, for the past 60 years. So do come and see that exhibition. It opens in October. Ticket prices start from about £12. So there's an awful lot to see here. Whether you fancy literally getting lost in time, a journey back into Victorian London, whether it's coming to see some of our paid exhibitions, or maybe you just fancy popping in for a glass of wine or a meal in our London Wall Bar kitchen, there's a huge amount here for all kinds of visitors. And best of all, it's all free.